beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers. DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight. We just heard from Paul P. Adams from the Herndon Daily Tribune with his guesses and predictions for the night. And now let's take a look at the Cass City Redhawks. For the second straight season, Scott Cutherell and his Cass City Redhawks have secured an automatic berth into the MHSAA playoffs. The last time Cass City has made back-to-back playoff seasons, we have to go back to 2005 and 2006. The last 3 weeks in particular, the Redhawks have been on a tear, outscoring opponents 175 to 26 points, or an average of 58-8.
Yeah, keep in mind, in the middle of the season, they dropped two or three games. They lost a close one to Lakers, 13-14. They beat Bad X, lost to Vassar, but they've won three straight since. And, you know, you don't have to be necessarily the best team to win, Clark, but when you're a red-hot team, you can ask the New York Giants of a few years back, that's all that matters going to the playoffs.
You might not find a better mold of a quarterback than in Mason Early. He stands 6'6" above sea level, is mobile, has one heck of an arm. To top it all off, is intelligent.
Right, absolutely. He's a leader on this team. Last week against Carroll, he actually carried the ball a few times, three times to be exact, Clark, 73 yards, and oh, by the way, he scored all three times.
Not a bad rate there. A big key to Cass City's success is surrounding Erla with an entire cast of leading actors. Sawyer Cutherell has turned heads for 3 years now. Throw in Nick Perry and Brendan Horn on top of that, and you have one heck of a backfield.
Yeah, Nick Perry, awesome speed, surprisingly good power, an underclassman, the future of this team. Sawyer Cutherell, the do-it-all senior lead back, good receiver, great runner. And Brendan Horn, a highly touted lead blocker, but we know he can run north and south very well, a very big power runner.
For defense, Cass City has two shutouts and two more one-touchdown efforts to their credit. They're allowing just 14 points a game, which is the lowest number since 1989, when they gave up 11.5 a game 26 years ago. Talk about a turnaround when you look at just two seasons ago, when the Redhawks scored 164 points in 9 weeks. This year, they totaled 346 and allowed just 128. That's a 218-point swing in 24 months.
Well, Coach Cutherell is finally using all of his skilled players. We just mentioned a whole boatload of them. They have some good senior leadership. They have a lot of experience. Most of these guys were here in this playoffs last year, so they're ready to go, and they're ready to take it a step further.
It's time for a short break. When we return on the WLEW Sports Network, we'll take a sneak peek as to what we can expect from the Ubley Bearcats. It's the start of the MHSAA playoffs and Sports Radio 102.1 kickoff in 19 minutes.
The house is quiet. The morning is breaking. Hunting season is here. With all the men out of the house, now might be the perfect time to remodel that kitchen or bathroom you always wanted. It's time to call D&M Cabinet Shop. With custom-built cabinets, technically trained professionals, D&M Cabinet Shop is sure to create something special for you and your home.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road. It's time for action. So grab my gun.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials: confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sport. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Hi, Todd Bowers here from Moore Motors in Caro, your early bird lease return headquarters of the Thumb. Now, if you're in a Ford lease, you can come out up to 6 months early if you lease or buy a new Ford or Lincoln. For details, come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors, or call me at 989-673-4171. That's 989-673-4171. 989-673-4171. See you soon.
Moore Motors, celebrating 50 years of business in Michigan. Thumb.
You're listening live to the WLEW Sports Network with Buck Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill. It's the Ubly Bearcats playing host to the Kansas City Redhawks in the first week of the postseason of the MHSAA playoffs in Division 7. The Bearcats are entering tonight's game with their best record since the 2011 season when they won 8-1 in the regular season. 2012 marked the last time Ubly has been in the playoffs with an early exit loss against Reese. A year prior to that, 2011, some of the same circumstances are at play. 5 seasons ago, they entered week number 10 on a 4-game win streak, just like tonight. 5 seasons ago, they only lost one divisional game, just like this year. And 5 seasons ago, they had Dave Kaufman at the helm, just like tonight.
Yeah, Coach Kaufman, he's been the head coach since 2011. 28-20 overall record. It's a .583 batting average. Not bad for a head coach.
Ubly's offense has historically run their offense utilizing 3 running backs in the famed T. This year is no exception. Directing the men in the backfield is an experienced 3-year starting quarterback in Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright, 5'11", 175-pound senior. Last week against Bad Axe, 16 carries, 110 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he also completed 4 of 6 passes for another 133 yards.
Behind Wright are 3 able-bodied running backs whose hobbies include long runs on the beach and searching for gaps between linemen. You'll hear the names of Derek Brown, Roman Welton, and Nathan Keller a whole lot tonight.
Well, I'll start with Derek Brown. It seems like he's a household name, been here forever. 5'8", 150 pounds against Bad Axe, 22 carries, 157 yards. Roman Welton, 5'9", 180 pounds senior against Bad Axe, just had 8 carries, but had 58 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Keller's 5'5", 145-pound junior. He had just 4 carries for 16 yards, but added one of those receptions for another 36 yards.
On the other side of the ball, the Ubly Bearcat defense likes to swarm to the ball and keep the score low. Only 3 times in the regular season games have opponents have been able to score more than 20 points, with 28 being their high.
Now, keep in mind, they held the 9-0 Sandusky team to just 21 points. That's a season low for Sandusky. And last week against Bad Axe, they had 6 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 3 tip passes, and even recovered a loose fumble.
We will see if the Bearcats can grab their first postseason victory since 2011 tonight. Up next, we'll take a direct comparison look between Cass City and Ubly. It's all coming up on the WLEW Sports Network, Cass City at Ubly.
Whether you're out of town, on the road, or just want to save a trip to the bank, North Star Bank's mobile deposit is the solution for you.
Hi, this is Marie Stafford, Assistant Branch Manager at North Star Bank's FedEx office. You can now deposit paper checks directly into your account, anywhere, anytime with North Star Bank's mobile deposit. Mobile deposit is secure, easy to use, and convenient. Just tap, snap, and deposit checks directly into your eligible account.